The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. Coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son. You shall name him Jesus. He'll be great and will be called Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father. He'll rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" The angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who is called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. Mary has many, many beautiful titles. And there are many litanies of the Blessed Virgin Mary in which you can read and pray these beautiful, beautiful titles for Mary. Mary is the mystical rose. Mary is the Ark of the Covenant. Mary is the Tower of David. Mary is the Queen of Angels. Mary is the Queen of Saints. Mary is a queen of virgins, she's a queen of confessors. I mean, I could go on and on and on and on. But of all the titles that we give to Mary, the greatest title is Mary's the Mother of God. That's why Saint Therese says that Mary is queen and mother, but she's mother more than queen. So in this beautiful passage you've probably already heard at least 1,000 times, there's so much that can be said about Mary, but I like to talk about the importance of going to Mary with our troubles. All of us have troubles. All of us have worries. All of us have fears. All of us have doubts at times. All of us have within our hearts something that's bothering us right now. And I think that it's important to us to go to Mary with our problems. So I'd like to give you, I could go on and on with stories. I'll give you maybe 3 stories to really encourage us to go to Mary. Now you who have bought my second book on consecration to Mary through the Rosary, if you've read it, and some of you have, constantly I'm saying, go to Mary and talk to Mary. Right? If you read my book. Over and over again, I'm saying, go to Mary, now talk to Mary. I did that on purpose. And that's the thrust of my homily today. Go to Mary. Okay. In the church now, we have a lot of Mexicans. Okay, you are Catholic because of Our Lady Guadalupe. You are. You're Catholic because of Our Lady Guadalupe. And one of the hallmarks of the greatness of Our Lady Guadalupe is, see, she came to help out this suffering people. People that were suffering so much. One of the key elements on December 12, 1531, is that Juan Diego had a very serious problem. It was a question of life over death. The problem was his uncle was dying. And as a very good person who loved his uncle very much, he was heading off to bring a priest so that his uncle would be able to receive the last sacraments. About 2 years ago and 3 months, my father was dying. He was dying. And what my mom did was right away got a priest, right away. Right away with a priest. So the priest was able to give him the confession, the anointing of the sick, and communion. And then he got sicker, and then my mom gave him communion, then he died three hours after that. So his last meal was the Eucharist. In a certain sense, what my mom did was what Juan Diego wanted to do, to bring to his uncle the last sacraments. So I think of all the apparitions and the many apparitions that are approved by the Church, Our Lady Guadalupe is the most pertinent to my message today. Go to Mary and talk to Mary about your problems. A couple months ago, we had the privilege of Father Tim Gallagher coming to our parish and giving a seminar on Ignatian spirituality. And we were able to promote his last book. He's written about 10 books now. The last book that he wrote is titled Setting Captives Free. And I encourage all of you to buy it and read it. Setting Captives Free, what Father Tim does is it's almost like an extension of one of his other books, in which he takes the 14 rules for discernment. He explains each one of those rules in detail. The first book that he wrote on that was basically giving a systematic, somewhat theological explanation of the rules. Whereas this one is much more experiential. When I say experiential, giving specific examples of how we live out the rules. You people are coming to the Oblate Parish. You should have that book. You're being formed by the Oblates, and we're Ignatian, so that could be a Christmas present. You can give my book as a Christmas present too, if you like, okay? But as a Christmas present, one of the examples he gives is, he said Father Tim was giving a retreat to seminarians, and he had pretty serious health issues. And the health problem he had was a problem with speaking. In other words, his throat, there was a problem of which he could barely speak. And if you've ever given retreats, I've given many, many retreats. Basically, you gotta have your voice, because you gotta give talks and you have to give counseling to people. I mean, you can only get so far with a smile, eh? Okay? Okay, a smile is fine, but it's not good enough, okay? So he was going through a tough time, and he went into a church, and there was a beautiful image of Mary, Our Lady of good health or something, and he looked at Mary and he opened up and said, and he talked to her. And after that conversation, he got up, he was filled with peace and joy, and he was able to do the retreat. I've seen that happen in my life more than once. Go through tough times where I feel sometimes I'm not going to be able to get through the day. Got those days. Got those days. But when I go to Mary, as Father Tim went to Mary, Mary never fails us. Do you believe it? Hello? Okay, so I could tell you story after story after story after story. Let me tell you one more story. About 450 years ago, there was a young man that was suffering intensely because he was contaminated by Jansenism. Jansenism was a theological, erroneous heresy based on fear, pessimism, and basically promoting the fact that few people are going to be saved. You should walk around with a gloomy face, okay, never smile. You go to confession, the priest is probably going to deny you absolution. Receive communion, very rarely. In other words, live a life of sadness and depression. So this young man was contaminated by this, and he couldn't eat, he couldn't sleep, he was depressed, discouraged, lost a lot of weight, and he felt that he was not going to make it. And this was one of his prayers. He said, Lord, if I have to go to hell, at least give me this grace. Let me love you in hell. That was his prayer. He's going out and going on to write the greatest treatise on love in the Catholic Church, this man. So he goes, he's taking a walk, he goes into a church in Paris. And the church is called Notre Dame de la Victoire, if you speak French. In Spanish, it would be La Victoria, that you have in Compton and East LA. So he kneels down in front of a statue there, and he prays a prayer of the saint that we have in the second reading tonight. His name is Saint Bernard of Clairvaux. And he prayed a prayer that we call the Memorare, which he said, remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled your protection, some of you know the prayer, do you? Beautiful prayer, beautiful prayer. And he says that prayer, and when he finished the prayer, it's almost like a cloud of confusion and desolation, sadness dissipates. And the sun comes out, and he's filled with joy. He goes on to become a priest. He goes on to be a missionary. He's sent to Chablais, Switzerland. There's 56,000 Calvinists and 56 Catholics. When he leaves, a few years later, there are 56,000 Catholics and 56 Calvinists. He converts the whole stronghold of Calvinism. He's consecrated a bishop when he's 36. He goes on to be one of the greatest writers in the Catholic Church. He wrote what is called Introduction to the Devout Life and treatise, the great treatise on love. In the name of that man is Saint Francis de Sales. So if it were not for the intercession of Notre Dame de la Victoire, Our Lady of Victory, we wouldn't have Saint Francis de Sales. He would have fallen into a pit of depression and maybe given into despair, because he had a very phlegmatic temperament, you know, like many French people do have. But it's through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary that this man became one of the greatest, brightest stars in the firmament of heaven. So I've got problems, and you've got problems. You know, listen, if you do not know how to cope with your problems, it turns into depression. Hello? I repeat, if you do not know how to cope with your problems, it turns into depression. That's why you have so many sad depressed people today in this world. Even in Christmas, you got people that are so sad and depressed because they got tons of problems and they don't know where to go and what to do with their problems. We do. Let's praise and thank God for the gift of Mary. We know that Mary is the mother of God. She's the mother of the church. She's the mother of every one of us. Mary loves us so much. And the last point is St. Augustine says this, put all the love of all the mothers, of all time together. The love that Mary has for you is much greater than that. Amen. For the best.